This one is called His Masterpieces in Progress. We can't imagine how Jesus could take this situation and make a masterpiece with it, but we know with Him all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Jesus' life was broken as an alabaster box, and His life was released for all to receive. As we cooperate with our Lord, allowing Him to work in our lives, He soothes the aching heart and applies His healing balm, bringing relief and calm to this calamity. He can work all things to the good and use it for His purposes. Romans 8:28. We are His masterpieces in progress. I heard a story today about Michelangelo. A man brought him a large piece of marble and saw Michelangelo delve into this marble, cutting and chipping away. The man said, "What are you doing?" Michelangelo replied, "I see an angel in there and I have to get it out." He saw a masterpiece even before he began sculpting. The Lord is the potter, and we are the clay. We are all the work of your hand. Isaiah 64:8. The sorrow you have felt from this situation has overwhelmed you. It's too heavy for you to bear. Actually, He did carry it to the cross over 2,000 years ago. He knew you would carry it, because He saw this burden on you when He was on the cross. He looked ahead while He was on the cross into the future and saw all your sins and griefs. He saw you where you are and said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. His desire is to remove this from you, nailing it to the cross. Colossians 2:14. God understands everything that's in our hearts. He knows when we meant well and tried to make amends. And He knows how much we cared and it didn't seem to make a difference. He sees our hearts, and one day we will reap the reward of our caring hearts. He reminds us in His Word to remain faithful, not to give up, but always pray for all the saints. Ephesians 6:18. Apostle Paul says, "His peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:7. We can rejoice even in tribulations because Jesus lets us see eternity's reward in view. We can rest in His promise that He will complete the good work He began in us. Philippians 1:6. He saw all of us as His finished masterpieces. Father, I am so glad that I have You. You have given me Your promise of Your everlasting love. I am forever indebted to You, and I pray that You will teach me to let Your peace from Jesus rule as umpire in my heart. Colossians 3:15. There is nothing too difficult for You. All praise to Jesus, Your beloved Son.